Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to get out of the habit of just checking email. Open your inbox when you've got the time and resources to deal with a reasonable chunk of your messages. Otherwise, do something else. Many of us have a complex relationship with our inboxes. Email is an incredibly useful tool. But in Cal Newport's recent book, A World Without Email, he makes a good argument that email, in fact, makes us less productive. That's because people flit in and out of their inboxes every 6 minutes on average during the workday. If deep work gets done during the workday, it is pretty much by accident. He also argues that email makes us miserable. We can ignore emails from strangers, but ignoring emails from close colleagues or our supervisors feels to our caveman brains like we are snubbing a member of our tribe, something we would never do in person, and which makes us feel incredibly anxious. So, we check every 6 minutes and get burned out. I'm not sure we can really reach a world without email because, well, email is still pretty cool. I love hearing from listeners. You can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. I began my career as a journalist, and I am old enough to remember learning to report without email. You could play phone tag with people all day long. But for many people, email is a huge time drain. The goal is to minimize the time spent on email without becoming a bottleneck for others. Fortunately, it is possible to be responsive without checking nearly as often as you are probably doing right now. Key to this is to adopt a simple rule. Don't just check email. In other words, don't open up your inbox unless you plan to deal with a reasonable proportion of your messages. Checking email typically entails looking to see what's there, maybe handling anything pseudo-urgent, maybe you just read it and move on, looking at one or two things that look fun or interesting, deleting an item or two so we feel productive, and then getting out of our inbox and saving the rest for later. Processing email, on the other hand, means actually doing something with our messages, that is, reading them, acting on them, responding to them, deferring them to later by setting the emails to come back, or making a note in a planner or calendar to attend to them, or deleting them. Now, you might think that checking email only when you can process them will make you less responsive, but my guess is not really. Observe yourself as you interact with your inbox over the next few days. Many times when we check, maybe even most times when we check, there is nothing of real substance there. Now, we might delete a few newsletters or spam emails or irrelevant stuff, but absolutely nothing was gained by this check, other than interrupting what could have been focused work time. Other times, we read messages but then don't do anything about them. And unless the messages answered some burning question of yours, again, this was pretty pointless. You could have learned about this topic later, when you were breaking from your other work. Reading and then not dealing with the messages can also mess with your workflow, because when you see the message again later, it looks opened and you'll be trying to remember if anything happened with it. Hence, all those emails that began, "Sorry, I thought I had responded." Don't do this to yourself. If you read a message, either deal with it or come up with an official method for deferring it to later. Often, what's happening with quick email checks is that we tell ourselves we're being responsive, but really, we are just bored. We reach a little impasse with work and don't want to push through, so, hey, let me see what's in my inbox. That's productive, right? It's still work. I'm not staring at the clouds. But you know, you might come up with some cool ideas staring at the clouds when you take breaks. And as for challenging work, far better to push through, get to a natural stopping point, and then process emails more fully. Now, you may be thinking, I have to check email in case I get an urgent message. And if you are in a role where you do get truly urgent messages by email, well, you may not have the power to force people to call you instead. But if you are in this position, you can still reap some efficiency gains by processing email in discrete chunks rather than flitting in and out all day. Try checking every half hour for those truly urgent messages, and then shutting your inbox for the rest of the time. You can do a longer check every few hours or maybe even once a day. Half an hour is not too long for anyone to wait. There are a million reasons you might be out of your inbox for half an hour. But getting that uninterrupted time back is priceless. When we can loosen the hold that email has on us, we can get a lot more important work done and feel less frazzled and distracted. So stop checking email here and there when you are bored. Do something else, like read a poem, count your blessings, write in a journal, listen to this podcast. You'll probably feel a lot better. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.